This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with news, the headlines first. Bodies of 7 people recovered following Lende River flood in Raswa district last night. 55 people safely rescued while 18 people still go missing. Flood destroys Miteri bridge connecting Nepal and China. Prime Minister Ali inspects flood-affected areas in Raswa and Nuwakot districts. Lawmakers demand government's prompt rescue and preparedness measures. And U.S. delays higher tariffs but announces new taxes for some countries. Now the news in detail. Bodies of 7 people have been recovered following the devastating flood in the Lende River in Raswa district last night. According to Nepal Police, 55 people have been rescued so far while 18 still go missing. Among the missing are Nepali citizens, among the workers in customs yard of Raswagadi border point, 3 Nepali police personnel serving at Timure area police office, and 6 Chinese nationals. Assistant Chief District Officer of Raswa, Dhruva Prasad Adhikari, said the flood swept away 64 vehicles, including 23 cargo containers, 6 cargo trucks, and 35 new electric vehicles. More than 294 Nepali Army personnel have been deployed in the ongoing rescue operations. Likewise, the flood has swept away the Miteri Bridge along the Nepal-China border. Shortly after passing this point, the Lende River merges with the Bhotekosi River. The flood has also severely disrupted the Saprubesi Raswagadi Road at several locations, halting transportations. Moreover, the flood has damaged a barrage of the 111-megawatt Raswagadi hydropower project and the customs office at Timure. The complete details of the losses are still awaited. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today inspected the flood-affected areas in Raswa and Nuwakot districts. He was accompanied by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Vishnu Prasad Patel, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhag, among other officials. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli has stated that the government is working on war footing level to rescue those affected by flooding in the Lende stream of Raswa and the Tirsuli River. Writing on his social media post today, the Prime Minister said that all concerned authorities were ordered to make very possible efforts to ensure effective rescue and relief operations. Meanwhile, authorities from Dhading, Nuwakot and Raswa have urged the riverbank residents to remain alert, citing increased water flow from the heavy overnight rainfall. Meanwhile, members of the House of Representatives have expressed sorrow over the loss of lives and properties caused by recent natural disasters in Raswa and Nuwakot districts. Speaking during the 0 hour of the lower house today, lawmakers urged the government to carry out prompt rescue and relief operations in the affected areas and focus on strengthening disaster preparedness. They also called on Home Minister Ramesh Lekhag to update the House about the actual situation and damage caused by the flood in Raswagadi. Likewise, National Assembly members also drew the government's attention towards the preparedness for risk reduction of monsoon-induced disasters, as well as for relief, rescue and rehabilitation efforts. Nepal's total trade deficit has reached 97.23 billion rupees, with a 6.3% rise in the first 11 months of the current fiscal year 2024-25. Such a deficit had decreased by 1.7% in the corresponding period of the previous year. According to the data published by the Nepal Rashtra Bank today, export-import ratio has increased to 15.1% in the review period from 9.6% last year. Meanwhile, remittance inflow has also reached 1,532 billion rupees in 11 months of the current fiscal year. As per the current microeconomic and financial report released today, the remittance inflow has increased by 15.5% during the reporting period as compared to the previous fiscal year. Doctors and health workers continued their protest by closing all services except emergency care across the country today. Nepal Medical Association and NMA had decided to shut all services except emergency from Monday onwards. The private hospitals and clinics along the public hospitals have expressed their solidarity for NMA's protest. The doctors and health workers have expressed reservation on the Consumer Court's decision of action on the cases of medical practices. The Consumer Court had recently issued a verdict against some hospitals, directing them to provide compensation, citing negligence of the hospitals and doctors in the treatment of patients. Meanwhile, the National Human Rights Commission has asked the doctors to immediately resume healthcare services, considering the possible risk on the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A foreign national has been arrested from Bodh in Kathmandu with 1.44 million rupees cash of undisclosed source. The district police range Kathmandu has stated that the 40-year-old Chinese national, Wang Jian, who lived in a rented room in Naya Basti of Bodh, has been arrested with the cash without verified source of origin. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin on some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has officially delayed imposing higher tariffs on U.S. imports while sending letters to foreign countries, including Japan and South Korea, detailing the levies they face. According to the BBC, the latest development comes as a 90-day pause the White House placed on some of its most aggressive import taxes was set to expire this week. The president renewed his threat of a 25% tax on products entering the country from Japan and South Korea and shared a batch of other letters to world leaders warning of levies from the 1st of August. Higher tariffs had been set to come into effect on July the 9th, having previously been suspended, with White House officials saying that they would look to strike trade deals. The European Union, EU, will seek to rebalance economic ties with China, demanding it eases market access to European firms and loosen export controls on rare earths at the summit this month. According to AFP News Agency, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen on Tuesday said that overcapacity concerns and China's support for Russia's war efforts in Ukraine will also be on the table at the talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg, von der Leyen said that Beijing was running the largest trade surplus, exporting vast amounts to the European Union, while making it rather harder for European companies to do business in China. Beijing has sought to improve relations with the European Union as a counterweight to superpower rival the United States, but the deep fractions remains over their economic relations. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Bagmati, Karnali, Sudhur Pashchim provinces, with chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Gandaki province and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bodies of 7 people recovered following Lende River flood in Raswa district last night. 55 people safely rescued, while 18 people still go missing. Flood destroys Miteri Bridge connecting Nepal and China. Prime Minister Oli inspects flood-affected areas in Raswa and Nuwakot districts. Lawmakers demand governments prompt rescue and preparedness measures. And U.S. delays higher tariffs but announces next taxes for some countries. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.